Welcome back to Trot Radio, where even in December, Derby buzz is in the air. I'm talking about the Western Canada Pacing Derby at Northlands this weekend. Jerry Hudon has two of the superstars of the Alberta circuit, and he joins us on Trot Radio. Jerry, welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Now, Bachelor Pad won his Derby prep last week. Hollywood Warrior, a close second. These two have been pretty much running 1-2 for much of the summer, over 300,000 between them. It must be good to be the 800-pound elephant in the field, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. You know, it's nice knowing when you step on the track with the pair of them that they're going to give you 110%. It makes your life a little easier.
Yeah, it sort of sums up the phrase, nice horse. Is it too easy a temptation to maybe look beyond the Derby, perhaps a shot at the WEG circuit?
You know, I haven't really set one up. I'm kind of just looking forward to getting the weekend done, and then I'm probably going to give them both a rest and figure out where it brings me for the spring. They both had pretty long seasons. Like, that Warrior horse has been going since February, and the other horse has been going since April, and I've kind of kept them to try to keep them at the top of their game all year. So I'll probably give them a rest and then see what happens after that.
Maybe come back in the spring with them?
Yeah, I'll come back in the spring sometimes with them. I'm not sure when. I don't know if I'll have them in Lacombe or if they will be elsewhere. But, I mean, they're both pretty nice horses. I just like to see how they'll come back as four-year-olds, and then I can make my decision.
As a Western Canadian, you've got to be proud that these are both Alberta-bred colts, despite the fact that Alberta Racing has had more than its share of downs rather than ups. You guys pulled in a lot of money between yourselves. You guys own the stakes circuit, basically.
We have in the late part of the year. The earlier part was Silver Eagle, but you know, we were always within him, always seconds or thirds around him, and my colts were just, you know, I think they come into themselves a little later, especially that Hollywood Warrior horse. I figured he'd be a better colt as the year got going, because he was kind of big and dumb and didn't really know what to do, right?
Okay. Now, does it concern you that the Derby is going to be run, you know, in the winter? Are these good winter horses? Because the Derby is usually a spring event.
Right. No concern about it. I mean, they both race in the cold weather. I mean, so far it hasn't bothered them, and I don't see a problem with it. They're used to this kind of weather, so I don't see a problem with it.
What makes them so good?
They're versatile. They're very versatile horses. Like, and they both, to be honest with you, they're nothing flashy, but they just got it. They always try. They're always trying, and that makes a good racehorse and a good, and that's the half their secret is. They're just a trying horse.
Who would you say your biggest competition is? Would it be a Silver Eagle or a Graham Run Jake?
I never, ever look at it. I think that every horse is matched just as well as anybody else. I think, you know, Graham Run Jake's raced great last week. Silver Eagle has raced great earlier in the year. Western Olympian, he's a fast little horse, too, so the post position might hinder him a little bit, but he also has the respect to Keith Clark out there. So it's just the way it's going to set up. I've never been scared of racing a horse, so really, nobody kind of scares me. I think it's a very well-matched field.
What's your strategy for the race? Will it be kind of like an F1, where one basically helps the other? Or how's that going to? How do you foresee that coming together?
You know, I really don't right now. I mean, things change from now till the time the gate leaves. And, you know, both them colts have different ownerships on them. So, I mean, we got to race them both for money. And, I mean, sometimes one horse does do a little more work for the other one. But it's just the way the race always, you don't have to the way it turned out. But as of right now, I just want to race my colts and try and make some money.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that those colts have finished 1-2, and that must make you very proud. I want to ask you, without getting political or anything like that, because for one thing, I admire the Albertan horse person, the fact that they're so resilient. How does a guy like you and those others in the business out there, how do they manage to survive year after year without a major anchor track, as it were?
You know, I can't lie, it's been a tough go for every horseman in Alberta, and a lot of them, we just got staying power. Like, you know, we're hoping that, you know, this Lacombe does, or I mean, Balzac comes through, and Lacombe's been, I mean, they've kind of saved us because it's gave us a spot to race.
Right.
You know, for the summer, and it's not like being in Grand Prairie where you got to truck 5.5 or 6 hours to be there. It's kind of saved the industry, And we just need to have now is get everybody else on side and try and get that other track going, which, I mean, I think there's some positive things going there, but I can't really tell you any more about that because I don't really keep in touch with it.
As far as looking in from the outside goes, and I've got a lot of contacts in Alberta, just seems like the best thing to do would be to start from scratch, find new people, and see if they can do it better and get the thing built.
Yeah, I think that everybody knows something has to be done, and it's to the point where it's got to be done.
Yeah.
In the next year, where there's going to be a lot of people leaving or just disappearing out of the business.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, the horse people I've talked to have said in so many words that if they turn on the radio or TV and hear the current Balzac group saying that, hey, in another 2 weeks we're going to have good news, they're going to go Elvis on their TV set.
We've been hearing it, and the thing is I think a lot of the people in Alberta are just getting tired of being lied to. Just get it over with. It either goes or it doesn't go. Just kind of give us and tell us what's happening so then everybody can do what they want to do. You know?
Well, Albertans are tough, and I know you guys are going to get through this. And I want to wish you nothing but the best of luck in the Western Canada Derby. Please give a shout-out to my friend Sugar Doyle for me, will you?
I will do that.
All right. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot.